Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
So, this is where I warn listeners that sometimes there's strong language on this program. So, if you're sensitive to that sort of thing, you know, don't listen. This week on Gunwash, we're going to talk about Mardi Gras and politics, because D.C., you know?
That's right, it is Gunwash. There's that news music. Every week I hear it, and it's... I just decided it's a little weird, the music. It's very generic. But that's okay.
I'm fine, fuck it.
It's not like the Mondo song.
No, no. The Mondo song's much more, how do you say, niche. But anyway, welcome, of course, to Gunwash. It is 9 p.m. here in Brooklyn, and we have a lot to talk about tonight. Jack mentioned it earlier. We're going to talk about Mardi Gras. Our friend Josh is here. He's hanging. I don't know if he's going to say anything. We're going to try to force him to talk, but there's a lot coming up tonight on Gunwash. So stay tuned. That's coming up right now.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Carnival music? Carnival music?
So when we went to New Orleans, we went to a Mardi Gras practice. It was in like, you know, like an American Legion or some shit. Like,
sure.
Yeah, it was like in one of those.
So they spend an entire, like, you know, 3 months. Months.
Getting ready.
Getting ready. And what is Mardi Gras? What's Mardi Gras?
Sounds like this.
What is it? Never been down there. Don't know what it's about.
I heard it's like a religious thing.
Yeah, it is related to Christ, I believe. Yeah. Well,
we're gonna get to that later.
Yeah. Okay.
You celebrate, you know, it instead of being poor.
Instead of Ash Wednesday.
Wait. Would no, you say Josh?
Like the 2 days of the, what? Do I need to get closer?
Yeah, you gotta get right up in there.
I want to hear that voice.
Oh, hello. It's an old thing. It's like pagan. You celebrate it
Before you like Christ.
You celebrate it before you do holy things. It's like you get to go and act nuts and get wild and have sex. And in some cultures, even, it's like the mayor takes a role as like the poorest man in the city, and the poorest man becomes the mayor. Like it's that whole setup.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh wow! So all sorts of stuff going on for Mardi Gras.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Thank you for that. We'll talk more about that later on.
I did not know
that.
Yeah,
we have like right away. Right?
I heard that people can throw like parades for each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of parades.
So what else are we going to talk about tonight? We're going to talk about the politics.
You know? Again, I don't know.
You know, Rectech got called a sexist. He got called out. He got put through the ringer on the Facebook, you know?
Oh, wait. So Rectech made a political A statement, I guess, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
but we'll get to that.
Okay, great. Well, yes, tonight we will talk about some politics. Again, like I said, I don't know exactly what a caucus is, but we'll learn about that. And
it's a stupid word.
It surely is, and I'll be educated because I don't know that much about it. I do have a stand on political media.
I thought it was
stuff,
a typo, and someone was trying to say cactus.
Yeah, the Iowa cactus. But thank you again for tuning in. It is Gunwash. We're here every Thursday at 9 p.m. and we're on gunwash.com, and we broadcast live from the heritageradionetwork.org. Live call-ins are 718-497-2128. We're joined tonight by Josh Berghoff.
Mm-mm. Not my name.
All right.
That's not his name, man.
That's not
tell
it.
Me, tell me how you say it.
Berggraf.
Berggraf.
Like, make it like two words.
Berggraf. Mm. Well, I'm sorry.
You better be.
I'm bad with names.
You better be sorry.
But I'm
dude.
Trying. I'm trying. Well, that's great. So we'll get to all that as soon as we...
I think it's time for Spliffing.
That's true. So Spliffing can pull up music, and we'll be back in just one moment. ¶¶
son, where'd you find this?
Yeah, give us a call, 718-497-2128, Gunwash.
Thank you, Splivington. We're on gunwash.com.
You know, I need new sound effects.
I gotta
get the intro.
We can work
that.
On it, yeah.
This clap is corny now.
You know what's weird is that
you should get ass claps.
I think the clap. Oh, ass clap therapy. Wow. Remember ass clap therapy?
And then register your song with them.
Yeah.
good one, Jeremy.
You know, I noticed on the outline that you said, I know you said, like, that there's no new intern tonight, but I wanted to ask you, whatever happened to that guy, Malachi?
He was supposed to stop by tonight and give me his paperwork.
Oh, so he's a real. Oh, so he.
It's
did,
over.
I see
pink
it.
Slip, his
but
pink
he.
Slip.
But he got.
Yeah,
yeah, he got.
I got to give him the grade.
I see. And you're going to give him an A, or only Declan gets the A. Declan truly got specially.
You know,
got,
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, fair enough. Declan truly is a special. Was a special intern.
Listen. That's a whole thing.
Malachi's
great dude,
that's
though.
Politics, Malachi's man. That's radio
this is politics.
Politics.
Right, we're getting right into it.
We're getting right
into
the politics.
So
what happened?
You don't watch this shit, right? Do you know that there's a primary going on?
No, yeah.
You know what that is?
No, I don't know what the primary is, but I sometimes put it on because
I know what the primary is.
No, I don't.
Come on, man.
No. I understand, like, people are. They're one. Someone's going to become a president. I get that. But I don't believe in the. In the structure.
I got a caller, hopefully, that's ready to talk politics.
Okay, put him on. He or her. Hey. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nathaniel, and I'm calling from a salon in Soho.
Yeah, well, you're so fancy, I would imagine you're calling from a salon, as we often have salon series here on the Heritage Radio Network.
So RecTech, stay on the line. I want to just, like, give some context here. Primary's going down. Big divide between the Hillary people and the Bernie people, right? These are the two Democratic candidates.
Oh, no.
I'm doing this for you, Aaron.
Primary means we decide who gets to run for Democratic.
And,
okay, gotcha.
Yes. So Nat jumps into a Facebook thread.
Yeah.
Nat jumps into a Facebook thread, and he in the middle of kind of like a political debate, he says, well, at least Bernie's not bought and sold, you know, like a hooker.
Ooh, well, that
no gender thing implied here. And then he gets the classic, like, the feminist attack. They all come down on him pretty hard.
But so...
And it got pretty bad.
But so...
they're like, viral?
You got strangers coming in from left and right. Like, this sexist piece of shit. Like, you're not even welcome on the Bernie team. Like, fuck this guy. You're a sexist. Blah, 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 blah. Nat...
But if I could...
Nat responds by asking the girl out on a date, which was pretty
nice.
Yeah.
But if I could ask a question to both you and Nat, I mean, when you said you're not bought and sold like a prostitute, you don't actually mean... I mean, it can be misinterpreted in type, obviously, but you don't literally mean like a woman. You don't mean it to be sexist.
Here's the thing. I specifically said, look, I'm using that word, but I recognize that there could be like, I mean, you know, a potential double entendre, but that's not my intention. I didn't use that many words, but I noted, hey, I know this word could be a problem, but I'm using the word hooker because that's someone who, you know, does unsavory things for money, much like the person we're talking about.
With Hillary Clinton does unsavory things for money?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, it was not well received, and I think it's a problem.
I mean, Hillary Clinton gave speeches for Goldman Sachs and made like a cold like 800 G's on it.
See, that's the reason
she's out here talking about anti Goldman Sachs. She's taking money from. So it's not a bad analogy.
Well, see, you know, that's the reason I don't really get into the politics thing.
Yeah, because
it's
for
just
sure.
Kind of like a, I don't know, Nat. I mean, if you feel okay, so there's the hooker involved or whatever. So obviously you're on the Bernie side. I would imagine. But this Bernie guy, you know, you kind of
this guy.
Well, he kind of reminds me of Nat in a way. I don't know about politics, but he's, you know, he's like
why?
I'm like,
he's Jewish.
Yeah, I mean, basically, yeah, yes, yeah, because he's Jewish. I mean, he's got that whole like Jewish thing going on.
I heard he's from Brooklyn.
That's, okay, to be real, and I was telling Jack this. I think that is that's the least electable part of him because I can tell you, as a Jew, everyone hates us.
Right.
And so
well,
that's going to be a problem.
He's like, oh, I believe
that
we can do...
He's the most qualified by far.
Why? But why? Because he's like has new opinions that are like, I'm here to tell you that I'm from Brooklyn and I believe there's going to be vending machines
a good smoked fish. Yeah, that's part of it, certainly. But also because... He's been consistent. It's really just about consistency. Like, you know, you can say anything you want about Hillary Clinton, but she has not been remotely consistent. She has no moral compass.
Right.
She has no moral compass guiding what she does. What guides her is, well, I'm the smartest person in the room, so I should be in charge. The ends justify the means. I'm going to, not even to say that she was like, she was hustling all these, you know, Wall Street types for a decade and a half or more.
She's a carpetbagger.
Bernie has been, you know, wearing whatever shitty loafers he wears
like,
for the last 20 years and not making any money when I'm sure he could have and sticking by what he believes in. And that is super fucking rare.
Well, I would like to see.
Let me ask you something. Are you going to vote?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And what happens if you vote? Like, are you going to feel better? Like, is it going to be like an egotistical
nothing
thing?
Nothing will happen.
Mondo, I'll never feel better. No.
No.
I'm in a permanent state of misery.
It's like you're putting your foot down on something. Like, me personally, even if I had all the time in the world, I don't even know any of these, like, candidates, and I'm not even going to vote for them.
Why don't we play a clip of Bernie?
Sure, let's do that.
Wrong with that.
No.
The thing is, there's nothing wrong with not voting. The thing that there is something wrong with is when people complain about the government
Absolutely.
And then not vote.
Well, no. I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's 100% true. But again, I'm not as smart as you guys. But let's play the clip and then we'll discuss further.
Okay, this is the first clip. We'll play this one.
So I understand Larry David is hosting SNL this weekend. He does a pretty good imitation of you. Do you do a Larry David imitation?
Anderson, I'm gonna. I know you've been in journalism for a long time.
Are you doing your Larry David right now?
Scoop. I am Larry David. And you didn't get it.
Typical Hebraic style humor. Old, not interesting. No.
Listen, you don't want that guy to be your president? Come
no,
on,
listen.
It would be fucking great.
Now, here's the thing. I understand your comment. Like, if people don't vote and then they complain, I don't get into this argument because I always look like the bad person, uneducated, da da da. But I really, really feel this way. I think you can complain about the government and not vote. I believe you can. I believe
but
that.
But complain to who?
Well, I mean, I don't really complain because
on
I understand.
Facebook?
The thing is, here, let me, Nat and everyone, let me explain something to you. When someone gets elected president, nothing happens. Now, you believe that things do happen, but nothing happens. Here's the most amazing thing that ever happened in a presidential election. The greatest president, the most interesting president, the most important president that has ever, ever come to the United States or been elected to the United States is Barack Obama because he is black. That is the reason. That is the biggest thing that has ever changed. They should put him in. They should put his face into the Mount Rushmore in a slightly darker color rock. You know, that is the only thing that's changed. That is the most important thing that ever changed. Black president. That's like we want. That was like you win the game of America.
What are you talking about?
That's what I believe, Jeremy. There's not anyone that gets elected. You can't do anything. Yeah. Oh, your taxes will change, but nothing will change.
Dog, do you know how quickly things can change if you elect the wrong guy?
That's absolutely not true.
No, it's
look at what happened
at fucking Italy.
A lot of bad things.
Look at fucking Germany in the 30s. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Bush wasn't president, but a lot of things would have still happened. Like there still would have been a Hurricane Katrina. They still would have fucked that up. Like all of that, right? There would not have been a war in Iraq if there wasn't a Bush, right?
Oh,
if he wasn't elected. And the war in Iraq, the ripples of that go out so fucking far that to say that who is president doesn't matter is a total fallacy.
Okay, fair enough. Fine.
Yeah, that's
so,
that's
yo, Nat, let me ask you this. So, if Hillary wins this year, right, or whenever people win, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's becoming the first woman president, and like, will that overcome like Obama being black, or will it like
yes.
change like
yes.
mad stuff in the world? Like, what's the difference? Is the world gonna be better in a way?
Well, here's one big difference. Here's one big difference is other countries have female leaders. Like, you know, the person in charge of Germany has been a woman for quite some time. Like, the person in charge of Germany has never been black. So, but Obama's a bigger deal than Hillary.
Yes. Huge deal. I'll vote for whoever you'd vote for, Nat.
I want to play one more clip. Can
go
we do
ahead.
That?
I'm not voting.
Yeah, we know that. We already heard that. Let's see, let's see what we got here.
I understand that substance abuse and addiction is a health issue, not a criminal issue. Okay. When I talk about moving toward universal health care, what I understand that to be, and it is absolutely imperative that it be, is understanding that mental health and addiction is part of health care. And what that means is that when people need treatment, they shouldn't have to wait 3 months. When they need it, they should be able to get it.
Hey,
that's not the full clip I was looking for, but what he goes on to say
I heard that like 1,000 times since like TV.
So he goes on to say that like they're over prescribing opiates and stuff, and that's leading to heroin addiction, which I thought was just a crazy thing for a political candidate to bring up.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, world issues, wars, etc., things that affect our daily life. Yes, I understand, but you won't stop people from being addicted. You won't stop people from being hateful. You won't stop. Powers from fighting.
Whatever happened to Donald Trump?
He'll never stop any of it.
Yo, Nat, isn't Donald Trump trying to be a president? Like, that's
hold on. Let him talk. Go ahead.
And you want to stop. You want to stop doing drugs. Your options are incredibly limited. For a society where everyone knows that drug addicts commit crimes to get more drugs,
yes.
You'd think that society would want drug addicts to provide avenues for them to stop doing drugs. But if you're like a crackhead and you're like, you know what, I don't want to smoke crack anymore. I'm going to find some help, but I don't have any money. Here's what your option is. You can go someplace for 5 days, and Medicaid will cover that, and you'll probably have to wait to get there. And that's never cured anyone of anything, I promise you. So it's really kind of weird that we're in a society that isn't working harder towards fixing that problem, because people that get robbed, people that get carjacked most of the time, or at least let's say 40 to 50% of the time, it's by people who are on, have substance abuse issues.
Nat, do you believe? Go ahead.
You know why they make people wait like 5 days? Because the people that have to wait the 5 days are going to abuse that system and be like, oh, you know what? This is like a joke, so I'm going to just go in and out. So it's like an endurance test in a sense that you have to like wait those 5 days. Well, maybe.
No, that's true. And that's a legitimate point, is that some people, is that in countries where, or in states where it's like easier to get free treatment, yeah, it's true. Some people use it as just like a way to get like a hot meal and to like build up some sleep so they can go back out there and get fucked up some more. That's true. I mean, yeah, I've seen that. But the thing is, that's just part of the deal. Just in the same way that, you know, you send someone to prison, they're going to come out like, I'm never going to do that again. You send some people to prison, they come out and they're twice as bad. Like, just, I mean, you know, just how it is.
Do you, Nat, do you feel your vote counts? It can't possibly,
know,
right? There's no way it could count.
This way. The answer is yes, because there was literally no better example of that than Gore versus Bush.
I mean, it came down
to a shitty town in Florida and a couple hundred people.
That was controversial. Like
a couple hundred people decided the fate of 350 million people plus the rest of the world.
That was what a tabloid.
Remember, like, you know, when you're like younger, they teach you about like the Electoral College? Because, I mean, I haven't heard about that in a while, but I'm sure it still exists. So don't they choose who the president is?
Good question.
Isn't that what happened?
You're saying is the Electoral College outmoded? That's something people argue about, and I'm not educated enough to have an opinion on.
Neither am I, so I guess we'll stop there.
Wow.
Because I feel like they just elect whoever they want, right? It's a politics. They politically get who they want.
Politics.
I mean, listen, I'm not a voter.
Exactly. Politics.
I'm not involved, so we can, you know. Don't go by what I say, obviously.
Aaron, are you voting?
All I'm saying is I hate women. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, I'm sorry you had problems on the internet. I know, Nat, that you didn't mean anything sexist. I know
I appreciate that.
You were referring to her because she, you know, she stood by Bill for that hard thing, that big situation. She was like, this sucks.
That hard thing. That was funny.
She was like, this sucks, but I'm going to hang in because I know later on it'll probably be all right. It's like, you know.
It literally sucks.
See, this is what I try to tell Jack all the time. I'm like, Jack, you know, things change quickly. You know, stay positive. Don't think that today or tomorrow is the last day.
What's bugged out is that, like, she has a bad reputation for Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
and what's the deal with Bill Clinton still, like, talking on, like for people? Like,
Bill's cool.
All these...
Nah, he's cool. But, you know, she sucks. I mean, you know, she doesn't. She looks like she sucks.
I don't know, man. She looks like she has a sense of humor. I saw her on SNL one time.
But I don't know, Nat. If you say so, I know that Bernie is like the more liberal guy. So I'll do that. Whatever you think, man.
What about the third party? Is it the Green Party? What party is that?
Oh, that's not happening.
What party is that?
Yeah, what party is that?
There's like a third guy running, and no one. And Nat, you didn't answer my question. What's up with Donald Trump? Is he like running for president?
Yeah, that's a funny one too. What's going on with that now?
Is he running for president?
Yeah.
Come on, man. We know that's true.
Do you even read Facebook, dude?
Dude, is he winning or is he, like, what? How come he's not in this conversation?
No. You asked, is he running? They're talking about Democrats.
They're talking about the Democratic.
So what? The Democrats have to battle for a minute and then...
Yes.
The Republicans exactly are battling, too. Yes.
Yes. What do you think about Trump, Nat?
I think the most interesting thing about him is... Everyone whose job it is to predict what's going to happen in an election cycle, for the last, I don't know, 8 months, every single one of them has been entirely fucking wrong about him. And not just wrong, like, once. They've been consistently wrong every single time. Like, if you look at, like, Nate Silver, last election, Nate Silver predicted the outcome of all 50 states. Exactly right. He had a perfect record. He, like, invented all this, like, entirely new math system for, like, weighted averages and how to, like, predict what state's going to vote what, right?
See, I'd go with that
and
guy.
And he wrote an article, like, maybe 6 months ago, and he gave Trump a, like, something like a 4% chance of making it to, of winning the primary. Now, I don't know that Trump will win, but I definitely know that he has a way better chance than 4%. And
fantastic.
That's coming from the smartest guy in the room. If you look at people who are dumber, which is everyone else,
you know, there are people saying, like, you know, Trump was going to fall out the race, like, 8 months ago. Like, so I mean, I think he's a piece of shit, but you got to give him props for being able to outfox all of the people whose job it is just to know things.
It's true. He does.
I run, I win.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's got that thing where he, like, kind of does what he wants. Well, thank you, Nat. I will vote for Bernie because you said so. If I'm allowed to vote,
one
I don't
vote
know.
Just became two or three. There it is.
Yeah, there it is. So our votes count. Well, Nat, I hope you have a better time with your Facebook interactions, and that no one
I don't think so
trolls
no,
you, so
I don't
to speak.
Think so.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
And you really did educate me, by the way. Look, just to think, just 15 minutes ago, I didn't believe
that. He doesn't seem like a very bright
guy. Hey, Nat, what's a caucus?
Huh?
What's a caucus?
What's my caucus?
No,
about 7 inches.
Nah, he actually asked what the caucus is.
Boom!
Well, anyway, thank you. We're on Gun Watch talking about some politics. Josh Berggraf is here this evening. He's just hanging out. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't really like to talk politics.
Hey, yo,
it's okay.
Hey, yo, Josh, you voted or you're not going to tell anybody?
That's what you're going to look like on April 1st.
I like all these Trump things.
We'll be back in just a few minutes here on Gun Watch. And that's awesome.
Will you be my friend? I'd like to be your friend. You want to be my friend? I would love to be your friend. Will you be my friend? I'd like to be your friend. You must be good and very honest if you want to be my friend. Very fine and understanding if you like to be my friend. You must be good and very honest if you want to be my friend. Very fine and understanding if you like to be my friend. So will you be my friend? I'd like to be your friend. You want to be my friend? I would love to be your friend. You are very good and very honest. I would take you as my friend. Very fine and understanding. Come to me, my friend. Very good and very honest. I would take you as my friend. I'm so happy that I made you be my jolly new friend. Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. Oh, yes, I got you. You follow me. You follow me. Let's go and play. Hello, my friend.
You want some?
You follow me and be my jolly good friend.
Your grapefruits are no match for my Trump Towers.
To be my friend, I love to be your friend. Will you be my friend? I like to be your friend. You want to be my friend? I love to be your friend. You are very good and very honest. I would take you as my friend. Very fine and understanding. Come to me, my friend. Very good and very honest. I would take you as my friend. I'm so happy that I met you. Be my jolly good friend. Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. Oh, yes, I got you. You follow me. You follow me. Let's go and play. Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. Oh, yes, I got you. You follow me and be my jolly good friend.
Your grapefruits are no match for my Trump Towers.
Son, where'd you find this?
Stop whatever you are doing and let's get ready to fight together.
Have a good time.
Cause you got no need for forcing. I've got tickets for the two of us.
Yes, ma'am.
All you do is fall in trance. And we go start a fine romance.
I said, be at my wedding, and she came to my wedding.
Watch me, but I am real. Fall into a trance. And let some fiction in. Fall into a trance. Fall into a trance. Oh, hope I spoke for more. Fall into a trance.
Do a trans. Thank you, Slivington. All right. Welcome back to Gunwash. That was Herbert Slivington.
Caller.
Hey, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. Good evening, guys. It's Orlando from West Palm.
Hey, man. What's up? I'm still trying to find your shit, brother. I can't find it.
It's all good. real quick.
Yes, sir.
If you don't vote, then you're falling right into Trump's plan, which is...
Uh-huh.
The less turnout that is going to be out there,
gotcha.
He has a favorable chance of winning. So
says the Florida guy. I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, I was just...
So,
yeah, go ahead.
So in my opinion, you should vote. So I think that was Armando that said he's not going to vote. You
nope.
should, because if not, you're actually going to vote for Trump.
I see.
I'm down.
Yeah, I get it. I see.
Yeah, check this out.
Your grapefruits... are no match for my Trump Towers.
Wow, he's such a lunatic. And
I heard Trump said, cool, though, "Hey, even if I shot somebody, I still probably
yeah,
win."
Yeah, but that's
sounds
yeah,
like Aaron.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, no, not really. I mean, I get that. Yeah, he's like out of control or whatever. But I mean, I'm not like that.
But that's his strategy. That's his strategy. Is the less turnout, the better chance he has of winning. So
I think
anyway,
he's just
guys,
heard
I'll,
that.
I'll enjoy the show and Black Cross. You can find us.
Yeah.
Peace,
Black Cross.
Peace, homie.
I vote for Black Cross.
See you guys.
Well, Josh Berg, right. Graf, yeah. Welcome. Sorry, I mispronounced you in the beginning, but
don't worry about it.
Yeah, by the way, Josh has put out a book. It's called Future Shock Zero. Future Shock Zero, and it's very, very nice. Josh, we're gonna play a little game. I know. Hey, listen.
I like the paper stuff.
I know you said you wanted to play the newlywed game, but
yeah,
I don't.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think we have any. Wait, we don't have any questions written out. But we have another game. I think it's the wildlife game, right?
The what?
The wildlife game?
No,
which
no,
one
no,
is
no,
it?
No. This is a name that sound game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then name I do. What we do want to hear about his book. Maybe if he wins the game, then we can talk about
all right,
the
yeah.
book.
Yeah. He's
I'm
trepidatious.
Throw the game for that one.
He's trepidatious about talking about the book, right, which
so,
I get.
So we're gonna play a sound.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna tell us what's that sound?
I'm into it.
All right.
All right. First sound.
No, Nokia phone.
That's correct.
Wow, very good.
Wow.
Very, very good.
Does it have to be that
specific? That was Mondo. That was really good.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to say the Museum of Endangered Sounds. I guess that's all sounds, not just nature ones, right?
Right. But Mondo, you actually can't answer. I'm pretty sure you've been on this website, so... Yeah, you're disqualified.
I skimmed through the website.
Yeah, you're disqualified.
Okay, cool.
I just wanted to name my prize.
Okay. Next... next sound.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, I have no idea.
This doesn't ring a bell?
It seems like you might... I don't
Aaron,
know.
You don't got that?
Oh, it's some
Frogger,
video game
Frogger
shit.
Or
yeah,
Pong?
Yeah, it is something like that.
Pong or Frogger, something like that.
I'll give you a little hint.
Yeah.
This is a mobile. It's something you would carry with you. It's not a phone.
Oh, it's a you would tiger.
You would carry this with you.
Oh, like tiger. A Namco yeah. football game?
No, yeah. No. This is a little bit later. This is something that in the schools you might see kids keeping care of.
Oh, a Tamagotchi or whatever?
Yeah. Tamagotchi.
Yeah,
Tamagotchi, motherfucker.
It's a Tamagotchi, yes.
All right, Aaron got that one.
Yeah. Thank you for... You were close, Namaguchi.
0 points for me.
Yeah, 0 points for you. Let's try another one.
No, you. This is 1 point.
Zero.
For you.
Likes.
You had the Nokia.
Oh, that's tough.
No, hold on.
Let's see. That's tough.
No.
It's like a printer or a camera.
No, you're disqualified anyway.
Hold on. Jack, can you do me a favor? Can you play it again from the beginning? Sorry.
That's it. It's just on loop.
You know, I'm wondering if it's one of those like games that pulls.
It's not a game.
It's not a game. It sounds like a fax machine or some shit like that.
It's close.
It's in that ballpark. But I don't have any.
That's
other.
A really tough one.
Besides fax machines, I got nothing.
Facsimile, yeah. No.
It's a VCR rewinding.
Oh wow!
Never.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a really tough one.
I heard that noise, man. Yeah. They started changing later in the game. They started sounding a little weird.
Yeah, that's really tough, man.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with an easier one here.
Oh, come on. That's AOL.
AOL. Well, yeah. But come on.
Yeah. All right, fine. So you and I both got it.
You got it.
No. Next. Okay. No, I won't answer.
Still love games though.
Okay.
Well, no, it's a competition.
Let's try this one.
Well, that's. Do you want me to answer that, or do you want to answer? Because I know it.
You should say
it's
it.
All right, it's good. It's so good. Hold on, 95. Just let it rock for a minute.
All right. It's Encarta 95.
It is very peaceful.
That is Windows 95.
I fucked up.
I guess Encarta was different.
I could let this rock the rest of the show.
It is a good one.
So fire. Wow, I like that. Let's see here. This is we're getting more obscure.
Yeah, do the you know.
Let's try this one.
The phone cord getting plugged in.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Oh shit! I love it. Somebody was telling me about this, and they couldn't identify what it was.
It's
so
like
I
a
still
Mac.
Lose.
Yeah. Oh, Mondo, I told you, you're disqualified, man.
I don't know what it is. Oh, so you've heard?
But
this
what
before.
Is it? Yeah, no. Someone was just
it's a Mac.
Having a
yeah,
conversation.
It's a warning on an old Mac.
When what happens? Oh. Like what?
I don't know, but that sounds like the most gunwash shit I've
he
ever heard.
He always had
right?
a sense of humor. It's that guy. Rest in peace, motherfucker.
All right, let's
that's all good. That goes out. That's what goes on in my head all night. By the way,
let's see what else we got here.
This is great.
I mean, I'm winning this game.
You are. You all right,
this
are.
One should be easy. Oh, that's tough.
Was that somebody like blowing into a Nintendo cartridge? Like these all just sound like gun loading.
Yeah.
Boom. You got it, bingo!
Great wow. job, dude. Great job.
That one was worth that was worth 5 points.
Hey!
That's a really good one. Yeah, you're way ahead now.
Yeah,
that's a
wow.
great guess. But yeah, we used to blow into the Nintendo machine.
Right, that's how you made it work.
Yeah.
You said blow.
Yeah. blow into.
I'm going to need as specific as possible on this one.
Okay. Ooh. It sounds like something from my childhood, but I don't know.
Sounds like a Rectek song.
Oh, it's like one of those printers that had the little like perforated edges on the side.
Yeah,
like
dot matrix. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. What is it called?
The dot matrix
yeah,
printer.
Yeah, dot matrix. There you go.
Wow, good one.
Hey.
I love
very
dot
good.
Matrix.
Very good. Dark we got a few more here.
Dark Horse.
This one's easy, but I mean, let's talk, no,
that's,
shut up.
That's the same. That's a dot matrix printer, right?
It just stays on. All right, no Mondo on this one.
Oh, come on.
It's Tetris.
That's
I
easy.
Got that.
That's easy. That's easy.
For not jumping in,
I didn't.
Appreciate that.
I want to keep the. Yeah. I want to let you win. I'm not that good, but if I can let you win,
let's see this one.
Try.
Here's another one.
That's very sweet.
We're sorry.
That's dumb.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed on the phone you are using.
That's telling you what it is.
Please read the instruction card or call your operator to help you.
You know, what's interesting is we don't have...
It's a payphone. That was what the category was. Specifically
okay. So no one got that, technically.
Yeah, that wasn't...
I feel like I heard that sound in my parents' house, though.
Yeah, but I think you'd get the da-da-da. You get the three tones.
Oh, and then it changes.
And then it would say, like, this number is active or whatever.
Jeremy just walked in. Let's see if he gets this one.
He probably will.
Okay.
Jeremy knows stuff. He votes.
I'm not playing, huh?
Okay,
I know this one, too.
He's black. It sounds like some, like, I know Double this Dragon
one.
Shit or something.
I know this one. Well, it could either be two things.
I thought we were doing comedy.
No.
What are we listening to?
Well...
Put the headphones on, buddy.
So...
Take it.
Oh, yeah. If you don't put it on, I'm going to answer it. I know what it is. It's Asteroid, right?
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
Oh. Is it... Wait. Is it Tempest?
No.
Damn. All right, then. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, dude. I didn't really have video games when I was a kid.
Yeah, me neither.
Space Invaders.
I wasn't allowed.
I was close on Asteroid.
You know, I had the computer version of that, but I never had the OG.
I was close on Asteroid.
All right, let's try another one.
Playing the game, you're not.
Back in it.
I don't know. I don't know.
No? Nothing?
No, I don't know.
One more time.
Oh, the headphones are off?
Headphones are on. No, but I don't know what that
sounds
is.
Like a computer.
Yeah, it's an old Mac starting.
Yeah,
up.
It's a Mac. Yeah, we had the Windows and now the Mac.
It's a lot of technology I just didn't have. I feel like it's a rigged game.
Well, yeah.
It's really rigged.
Well, this one's a gimme.
That's Pac-Man, obviously.
Yes,
right?
Obviously.
Jerm got it without the headphones.
Oh, says the guy without the headphones. Yeah. But, yeah. Wow. Let's see how nerdy. Let's see how nerdy we can get. Let's try this one.
I don't know.
Oh fuck! That was
He's got it.
I know he does.
Yeah, I know it.
Come
too,
on, man.
That was a game?
Oh,
no,
it's
no,
the
no,
Darkwing
that's not
Duck
a game.
Game.
No,
it's. I know that noise, but I don't remember where it's from.
Come on.
Too. It's like.
No idea.
Uh oh.
Fuck. It's ICQ.
Oh, yeah. I remember
What's
that.
What's ICQ?
Noise.
I don't know.
It was a chat platform back in the day.
Oh,
yeah.
Nothing that I understand about what's coming out of your mouth right now.
All right, cool.
It's a deep cut.
Was it funny? It was ICQ. It was like ICQ. Get it?
Yeah, ICQ.
Isn't that cute?
Look how cute that sound is.
Uh-oh, indeed. Uh-oh.
It's got a little flowers, the icon.
Yeah, let's try this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another stupid one. I was gonna get that. It's a teletype.
That's when
that's before our time.
That's at the end of those shows in the '80s,
right.
That guy's typing on the typewriter and throws the paper up in the air.
Right. It's a woman. It's Murder She Wrote.
I
got that one.
Yeah, I got it.
Here you go.
All right, here's another one. This one's kind of weird too.
Minutes.
Yeah, I mean those sounds are like the end
of.
Who said? Wait, what did you say?
It's like a film clip.
I said 60 minutes.
Yeah, that's,
no,
that's
that was Josh got that one right. It was the film countdown. Yes, very good.
Fuck you.
Let's try to get specific on this one.
Oh, that's a label printer.
No, I feel like that's the fucking, what do you call it? The viewer that you look through?
Nope.
Oh, it's a camera.
Close,
a
though.
Camera.
Close.
It's
yes.
A
Viewmaster?
A manual advanced camera. Or
that is an Olympus camera. I'm going to give that one to you, Aaron.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know
what
Olympus.
What the hell is this game?
It just sounds.
They're sounds. Come on.
Oh, cool.
You know what I realized before this game? I have a reading problem. I really do. Because I'm like reading endangered sounds, and I immediately think back to that time we played the endangered bird sounds.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's try this one.
Spelling level A. Press go to begin. Press
it's a speaking spell.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's very good.
Good job.
Can we just rock with this one more? I just want to hear this one more time. It's so good.
Late. That was a late one. There you go. It's Windows 95.
God. It's like Windows 95
by Spliff when it
by
came
Brian
on.
By Brian Eno, basically.
My guess was Encarta.
Or was Encarta.
My guess was
Encarta. No, he said Encarta. But
yeah, but I was wrong. But it was
not Windows 98?
No,
Windows 95.
Windows 98 was much
I said
more
Windows
so.
95 first.
Right.
Yeah, we already did this while you were gone. Yeah. I just wanted to hear the sound again.
By the way, Brian Eno did do the Windows.
Did he?
One of those, he did.
Sounds, sure sounds like
Hey, remember when XP came out and had all those noises?
Yeah.
I never had XP.
There was a shitty rhythm that came out in Jamaica called the Windows XP rhythm.
Oh, God.
It was made out of nothing but Windows sound effects.
That sounds awesome.
Let's try this one.
Awful.
See what we got here.
That's an amazing sound, but I don't know what it is.
It's a particular malfunction of a technology that's on its way out.
Fax machine.
Nope.
Is it when you play like music off disk drives?
Ooh, close. It's a CD skipping.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder what song that is.
I know, it's good, right?
My little brother and his nerd friends built this like disk drive like music machine thing. It played like the Imperial March by John Williams.
Let's see this.
It was like five. It's just five disk drives all malfunctioning in the same exam just to make noises.
Livington making art from all sounds.
That was my brother.
Well, it runs in the family. Go ahead, sir. Hmm? Ooh, I know that one.
Speaking of rhythms,
this is hot. This is hot.
How am I gonna guess this? How is like this is so?
You're tough. Disqualified.
Wow.
I can't judge.
Is that a Casio keyboard?
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
This game is rigged.
It's Number Munchers.
Oh, I would have never got.
I would have never got that either.
That's
but
not
that's,
in
that's
my,
a hell of a it's a hell of a beat,
in,
huh?
Not in my knowledge.
Let's try this. Wow. Really?
All these sounds sound the same.
I know, that one's pretty similar.
I keep wanting to say fax machine.
It does sound like the dot matrix.
It's a floppy disk drive, but I don't remember any disk drive that sounded like that.
I don't remember the dot.
Huh. All right, one more. Let's see.
All right, here we go. Yeah, one more.
Like
what you can't see is the graphic.
Water? Oh, okay, there's a...
It's an image that is being obscured. Give you that hint.
That doesn't. That
Playboy static.
It's like the
yes,
static
that's
TV.
Right. Who said that? Who said that?
Oh wow.
Who said that, Jeremy?
What? It's like fuzzed porn.
It's Playboy static. Yeah, it's TV snow.
Oh shit.
Yeah, they actually.
I know what
got,
that sounds
got,
like.
Remember you said. Remember like.
Remember the Spice Channel?
No, but Spice was all right. Spice was okay, except like you could see on Spice that they weren't really having sex. Like there would be ones that were like that
oh,
were
that's
like
when
not
they were just like grinding against
right, yeah,
each other.
Yeah, yeah, or they'd be like
that was
far
also
away.
The Playboy Channel.
But also yes, but also do you remember like when I would like stay out on Long Island? I remember like you could get it, like you could like it would be fuzzy and green.
Hey,
oh,
you
and
would
weird.
See the no, you'd
oh,
see you we,
yeah,
it. You
like
get
you
it.
Could yeah you could get you could get the Pornhub channel.
Get the nip, you know?
Right? Yeah, yeah. Like and it would
every
be
every once in a while.
Yeah, it would be like green and weird, but you could
and you'd be like, well, there it is.
So shameful.
Let's do an obvious one that'll just be fun.
I want to hear some music.
Okay, come on. Oh, hello? Speaker. Oh, that's the internet. That's the original internet that they gave
it's
us.
An easy one.
That was given to us. Well, Josh, I think you won that. I'm
yeah,
just going to
sure
say.
Odetta confirms, actually.
I just want you to feel good that you won it and you drew something beautiful on our outline.
Okay, we're going to play them all at the same time now. Here we go.
Ready?
Odetta's going to.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Good afternoon. At the tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be 12:38:50.
This is awesome.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I told Jack to do this.
Pacific Daylight Time.
Wow, very, very bad, but good.
12:38:50. Good afternoon. At the tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be 12:38:50.
It's a bit actually meditative in a way. If you try to get it,
yeah, that's the Eno.
Right, it's Brian Eno. Sort of.
That Eno cuts through everything.
You got it.
Good afternoon. Next daylight time will be 12:38:50.
Very nice montage of sounds there.
All right.
And thank
you.
Yeah,
I'm glad you played that. I told you to play it all at the same time.
That was Odetta.
Well, congratulations.
No, I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. It was all you.
It was all no,
I mean,
you,
I'm not trying to get the credit. Right.
Mr. Disqualified.
I'm glad you played that because I did with like five sounds earlier and it sounded just like that.
Well, it's really nice, actually.
Congratulations, Josh, for winning.
Hey, thanks.
He's our guest tonight.
You win a free copy of your book.
Yeah, my own book.
He is right. The illustrator. You're author and illustrator, correct?
No, it's an anthology.
It's an anthology. So
I'm in it.
You're in it.
But I edited it.
I see. So it's a lot of different artists in sort of a compilation. Okay, and it's called Future Shock Zero. By the way,
Shit Zero.
I have like a... When I get nervous, I have trouble pronouncing things at times. It's interesting that they give me a podcast. Future Shock Zero, edited by Josh Berg Graf.
You got it.
And there he is.
There I am.
And he's awesome. He looks great. It's been a while since you've been here. It's great to have you.
It's been
Cheers.
4 years. Cheers to you.
It's been four I'm years. Enough time for a presidency. Hey. There we go, motherfucker. All right.
I was talking to Josh the other day. He was like, he was amazed that we're still on.
I'm amazed, too. Listen, it's great.
Yeah, me too.
You got to, a tip of the hat, I think, is in order. Not to, it's a lot of patience involved. But awesome. Great. I think Splivington's leaving early tonight, but we want to play some music first, or am I wrong?
Well, yeah, play him.
Yeah, play him.
Play him out.
All right, Splivington here live on Gunwash Radio. Hello. Coming up there. Just played a little game with Josh.
You for the last couple
feels
of
great.
You want some?
Come right back
some?
Now.
You want some? You want some?
He doesn't seem like a very bright guy.
We'll be right back.
Yo, Kenny Basil, where you at, man?
Voting greatly affects the world, all right? I admit. Live. Yeah. Look, I'm not even far. This is good. You get good pickup on these mics. Motherfucker. Voting is important. Yeah. Say what? My voice. My voice is annoyingly loud. It comes from the gut. I vomit words out of my mouth. The diaphragm. There you go. Yeah, see, I know. I'd be like, Yeah, man. Hey, listen. Come back next week, Josh. We'll talk about celebrity deaths. You know what I'm talking about? You got anything you want to say to the audience before you leave? Yeah. You got anything you want to say? Bye, hi.
We need a drop.
Yeah, you need a drop. Give us one. See, he knew. Josh, Josh Berggraf. Let us get a drop from you real quick.
I don't often clean guns, but when I do, it's on Gunwash, Gunwash, Gunwash.com. Heritage Radio Network is me, Josh Berg.
Beautiful.
That was really good.
That was a really good one. We rarely get good ones. Thank you, Josh. We'll see you next week.
Smell you later.
Boy, Mama Mondo. Getting around. Mondo, is it all still now? Oh yeah! Does it come in packs? Mondo, is it mental? Fundamental! Mondo!
That's about to be in the Endangered Sound Museum.
Right.
That'd be dope. If you play that song backwards one day, or, you know, hopefully one day our music friends will make a remix of that, but... For this segment, I want to take the time and recite this, what happened the other day. I went to an oral surgeon. Aaron, this is going to happen to you one of these days.
You're right.
This has happened to adults.
You're right.
You will get your wisdom teeth pulled out.
No, you don't have to.
Well, I know I don't have to because I only needed like one tooth to like be gone. But they told me that if I want to get put to sleep, I need more than one tooth. I mean, if I want to get pulled out, right?
No,
so
no, what you're saying is if you get more than one pulled out, you will have to be put under.
Yeah, right? But I didn't have that. I had the option to because the other teeth were fine, right? Mm-hmm. So I took the choice of, you know, getting put to sleep. Bye, everybody. Smell you later.
Yeah. Splitting.
Don't forget your umbrella.
Have left the building or they're leaving the building. See you soon, guys.
Anyways, I had to go to that happen, and I went to go under and went to sleep.
Today?
No, this was like 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
At pretty much like what? On what? Tuesday at like 3 in the afternoon. But my appointment was 10 a.m.
Okay.
Wake up really early. I was a little nervous. I was nervous the whole time because I'm like, damn, man, like my smile is all I have left. You know, like they're going to take like 4 of my teeth out. And then I go, and I'm patient. I make it a little on time. How at 3 o'clock is when they call my name?
So, 10 a.m. arrival, 3 p.m.
is when I'm getting like the procedure done.
So, I think you mentioned this earlier. So, but you didn't just wait there for like 5 hours.
No. Luckily, I communicated with the receptionist, and she told me there's like a few people ahead of me. So, what I did was I walked around the place was like near the World Trade Center.
Okay.
Or, you know, the Freedom Tower, as they say.
Yeah.
And I walked around there and saw like stuff that I never seen before. You know, I saw that fountain.
Yeah, it's good stuff down there. Very, you very know, emotional. And
I saw all these names that like were like really strange, and like people that had like crazy names, like Archangel and stuff. You know, people had like names like that. That what else? But what I did do, I made it back. Let me go back to what happened. They put something in my mouth, and it was like, hey, check this out. This is going to make your mouth less tired. And I was like, oh, cool. And they just, like, jam it in there. I'm thinking I'm going to have to, like, count to 10, like, oh, backwards yeah, yeah, yeah. or something.
See, this is the crazy part.
Or they tell me something, hey, like, yo, think about something really pleasant. That even happened. They just, like, hey, they tricked me.
Oh, they're trickers. They're like,
yo, this thing right here is going to make your mouth less tired. And
less
it's like
tired?
A,
what the fuck does that
and
mean?
It was like a machine. It was like a jaw thing to, like, make your mouth open,
okay,
stay open.
Yeah.
But then I didn't even feel the lady, like, put something or a mask or anything in my
you
mouth.
You were already gone?
Dude, instantly I was like passed
dude,
out.
Dude, you know what's interesting? You know what's that's crazy? Jack, have you ever gone under for anything?
Shit. My bad. No, they just numbed my mouth okay, last good. Time I went.
So you, but no, for no, for
oh,
nothing.
That sound is
no,
awful.
but for nothing, right? You never went.
No, I've never been under.
Oh my god, dude, what you're talking about is crazy. Man.
Yeah,
because I done that one time.
They
that shit is
me.
Crazy. Yo, they'll be like, yeah, like say your ABCs, and you'll just be like out. It's so weird. Wait, so how did they get? What did they do that made you asleep? They gave you a shot, or they
no. They gave me, I guess, some sort of gas.
They put a mask over you and said this
no,
is like
no, no, not even a mask,
they,
dude.
They put they something in your mouth.
You know when you go to the dentist and they put something to
yeah,
like
yeah,
make
gauze.
Your mouth.
They'll be like, oh yeah, I gotta keep your mouth open. Whatever. Yeah.
As soon as that happened, I guess she just like slipped something in my mouth that wasn't even heavy,
dude,
and I didn't even feel that.
Don't
or,
you feel like that's scary, dude?
Dude, and then what's even scarier, that. I woke up with my shoes on in a different room, ready to go. So who carried me?
So wait, dude, do you feel? Yeah.
Because that was
like, you. What happened? Was she with you?
She wasn't there. Nah, Ashley, my girlfriend's in the room right now.
Hello,
Ashley.
Welcome.
She's from New Orleans and doesn't like Mardi Gras, by the way.
Can't all like it.
She was there, and she had to leave for a moment, but when I came back, she had to, like, help me, and I was, like, lost. Dude, I was lost in the sauce, man. Like, I didn't even know where I was at.
Yeah.
My face was somewhat swollen.
Do you remember nothing, right? You don't remember anything from the time? No dream? Nothing?
No dreams, and it was literally, like...
Blackout.
A five... Like, you know, you just close your eyes...
And you're up.
And I was just up.
Did you feel uncomfortable when you woke up? Did you feel, like, sick a little bit?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like that stuff's bad, man.
I didn't feel like the way... And no, this is the worst part. That, like, I couldn't open my mouth at all. And I'm like,
ooh.
Right? This weird taste
but
in my mouth.
But you're doing...
Like,
you look like you're... So they took your teeth out. You just got like four teeth out.
One, each one. So, like, number 32, I guess. No, this
oh, he knows
like
the
number. 16,
he's a dentist now.
And then, like, number one or something. And, like, the
damn,
other one.
They took out number one.
Oh, they took out number one.
One.
Wow. So your mouth hurt. Were you like... So, when you woke up, your mouth hurt.
Yeah.
You know, Odetta was also with the dentist today.
Oh, you went to the dentist too?
But did they pull out any teeth?
Nah, she didn't go to sleep today. I don't think Odetta would really do that.
No, but this is the worst part. That my mouth... I had like a gauze, like cotton in my mouth.
Sure.
And it was like all this like blood, and I had to keep switching it. Right?
For how long was that?
For like about a day.
That's terrible.
Right? And then at the end of the night, I was like, yo, I can't even like do this anymore. So I just took it off. Right? And I guess I had to like to spit out all this blood every like 10 minutes.
Do you
right?
feel at this time that you're used to the feeling of those teeth being gone?
Or yeah,
does it
now,
feel like a ghost?
Now it's a lot gone. Now I'm like getting the use of the feeling, but I am on like all this pain medication right now.
That's insane.
That's strange.
You know, I switch dentists when I like switch insurances or whatever, and like they'll be like, you know, I'll have one dentist that'll be like, don't worry about it, you're good, your wisdom teeth are in, they're good, they're there, that's what it is. And then I go to like a new dentist and they'll be like, oh, you gotta take those out because like if you get a cavity back there, then you know it'll be very bad.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I have the best dentist. I can give you his number. Dr. Young.
Young? Is that mm-hmm. Jung or Young?
No, Young with a Y.
Y-O-U or Y-U?
Y-O-U-N-G.
No, he's a young man.
Yeah.
He's very good. He makes you very comfortable, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a guy
he
right now that...
like virtual reality glasses
oh,
you
okay,
can wear.
Cool. Oh,
I like dentists
really
like that. My the dentist that did this on
music.
Me... I'm sorry, the dentist that did this on me had a really sense of humor.
I don't really like the dentist who did this to you. Sounds right? Like he snuck something into your mouth.
Well, yeah, I know. At first he was like a bit tricky. He was like, oh, I like your Red Sox.
And yeah. Then,
he
and then like, all of a sudden you're asleep. Right? I love your Red Sox. Bang, you're asleep.
But Armando, you're healing quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty surprised because
to recover.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty surprised about because I'm like, wow, like because my face wasn't even that swollen.
He always does that. Armando will be like, I got my kneecap removed today, and I'm skateboarding here.
Yeah, and but yeah, this is the worst part, I think, personally, that because we had to go get new pillows earlier. The next day, I woke up, my whole pillow was burgundy.
Yeah, you said, like, magenta.
Literally,
burgundy.
Like, burgundy, and then my whole face was, blood.
No, but, like, you're not, like some people drool at night. You're not, like, a drooler, are you?
I think I am
a little bit of drooler,
dude.
But yeah. There was blood all over the pillow.
Dude. I was thinking of scanning the pillow. It looked like a fucking crazy pattern.
That would be fun to scan.
So yeah, Odetta's gonna go into the room. We want to cover Mardi Gras.
All right, let's do it.
You know, so
I want to know.
So I'm gonna let Odetta settle in.
I want to go to Mardi Gras. So
we went to this backyard museum. This like old dude in New Orleans in the Ninth Ward had a Mardi Gras museum in his backyard.
What is the Ninth Ward?
It's just like the hood.
It's a neighborhood.
It's a neighborhood. It's like the hood. It was like the most destroyed by Katrina.
Oh, I see.
So I want to play. Odetta, can I play the funny clip first?
Which funny one?
They were all funny.
So when
the fighters?
Yeah. So I go in there and I'm like, and I ask him, I'm like, you've probably had a lot of celebrities come through here, you know? Because it's like really cool. And who the fuck's phone is on?
I turned it off.
Come on, Mondo.
That was the wisdom tooth.
So we go in there and we're interviewing him. We're recording it, and I ask him, you know, which celebrities have come by his museum. So I want to play the clip.
Great.
You must get a lot of great visitors too.
Yes, I do. The Foo Fighters, CeeLo Green. Yeah, they all came here last year.
Wow.
I didn't know who the Foo Fighters was. They pull up here in vans and everything. Another group of people, and I'm. Like, I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to them, and all this. And then, they just said they were musicians. So I said, man, well, let's go outside and take a group picture. Excuse me, one of my nieces came, who was in college, and she went to screaming. I mean, she having seizures or something. And I'm saying, Chrissy, what's wrong with you? Foo Fighters. So I'm looking around. And I'm standing there with him.
He remembered Foo Fighters.
Yeah. And then I told my son about it. And that when he went on the telephone, showed me where the lead singer was worth $400 million. Yeah.
I'm glad kids still listen to the Foo Fighters. I listened to them when
I'm
I was
like,
a kid.
Yo, kids in the Ninth Ward are really up on the Foo Fighters.
But yeah, but hey, listen, Foo Fighters are hanging in there. I mean, I listened to Foo Fighters in middle school. Good for them.
Oof.
Shit. No, hey, don't even start with me. You listen to...
It's crazy, right? Should we play about the spirit of Mardi Gras maybe
Please,
a little bit, Odetta?
Play whatever you like.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce it, though, because you cut these clips.
So, we were down in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago, just at the beginning of when they're getting revved up for Mardi Gras, and he was saying that he wasn't going to make his costume until a few days later. So there's a whole like subculture, and Ashley can maybe help describe this, of Mardi Gras Indians. And there's these different crews spelled K-R-E-W-E-S. Am I getting it right? I want the fact checker over here.
The most common one is the Zulu Indian.
Yeah. So they have these crews or these tribes, and there's a big chief, and they are passing down this music, this tambourine music and chanting through generations and generations. And I think the first Mardi Gras was celebrated in like the 1700s.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, the French explorers came, and like Josh was saying, it sort of comes from pagan rituals. But now there are these parades, and the costumes are unbelievable. Huge crowns with feathers that are 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
And incredible beadwork. It's just so colorful and vibrant and gorgeous. And they're doing these dances, and it's very unique to New Orleans. It's very specific to New Orleans. And it's a beautiful, like, cross-section of all these different cultures. You have the Creoles, the French, Africans. Yeah.
A lot of Haitian background.
Yeah.
Those parades are there are no floats. It's just people dancing in the street, playing music. It was really fun.
Yeah.
That's a parade that I do enjoy going to. I like the Zulu parades. They throw coconuts. It's kind of crazy. Last year I saw Flavor Flav at that parade.
Cool.
pretty random.
Yeah, so they throw glass beads or all kinds of little trinkets and things.
But
what this guy was showing us was a VHS from the 90s of a rehearsal. And he said that that's where the real culture exists. So he's showing us this video and sort of like reminiscing, and we're recording, and we have some clips from that. And then I think the next day, Jack and I saw, shout out to WWOZ's incredible radio station down there.
Oh, okay.
And they had listed a couple of different crew rehearsals happening. So we rolled up, and it was quite a scene. We'll get there. But Jack, okay, you want to pull up the first
clip? We'll listen
clip?
To a little bit of him talking about, this is him talking over the VHS tapes, you know?
I'm part of the Mardi Gras Indian tribe. I have what they call the second night club called the Original Big Nine. Crew the Jew.
Crew
in
the
North Side Skulling Bone. See, that's my photo from Mardi Gras last year right there. Our tribe is called North Side Skulling Bones. We all skeletons. Mm. And we all hang out together and stuff. Yeah. I play tambourine. Let me show y'all a little something. Now, see, they have what they call Mardi Gras Indian practice. That before we put on a costume on Mardi Gras Day. See, that's our culture in its purest form. Now, they got other ones that they put it on wax with, you know, electrical stuff, but this is the 100% real deal. Now, see, when you hear them drum, that's when you get the spirit of Mardi Gras.
Guys playing a tambourine and singing, and then the rehearsal we went to, they had big drums up on stage.
One of the dudes had one arm.
Yeah. What a great interview. What a lucky interview.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. I only took a couple of moments, but...
Did you guys eat any king cake?
Yes, we did. Oh, yeah. On your recommendation.
I had one of those before, but it was one that was like... I guess it was from New Orleans, so I don't know. It's good. It's like sugary and...
So here's another funny clip from that interview.
It's not me showing this. There's a reason for it. That's why Queens stayed back there by the Big Chief.
Oh, wait, we should kind of introduce what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what was that?
Jack asked if there are any female Big Chiefs.
Sure.
And he said, no, they Queens.
I see.
It's not me showing this. There's a reason for it. That's why Queens stayed back there by the Big Chief and look pretty. Because through that day, if you would be a fly boy, flag boy, and that Big Chief tell you, I don't want medium, then it's your responsibility to keep them at bay. Now that means you might have to get pushed down, tripped, or whatever, but the ripple effect to that is, by you being a woman, so now you're somebody's wife, girlfriend, sister, auntie. That's where the trouble comes. Because then the family ain't going to look at it as what you're doing. You know, they're more, you know, look what he did to my sister. Now you got big trouble. Yeah. So we keep him back there in the back.
Not being chauvinist. He was talking a lot about the rivalry.
Not being chauvinist,
between...
but keep the women in the back.
Yeah.
Well...
He was so well-spoken and such a historian. Oh, I forgot to bring the book. He wrote this book all about the culture.
That's crazy.
Documenting the history of it. He's a true historian. He said he used to just hang out with the big chiefs. But he was telling us about the rivalries between the different crews.
See. Rivalry.
And then also, even within each crew, there's an incredible hierarchical structure. So there's the big chief, and then it's clear, we saw in the rehearsal, it's clear that there are certain people that are like... They have a role to fill. And if you cross that line and if you infringe on what their position is, then it gets heated, which I think is really interesting.
Don't be Donald Trump in that situation.
What was the second one that had two on it? What was that?
Oh, there's the Wild Apaches and the Family Tree.
Oh, those are both good. I think the Wild Apache is talking about the guy with one arm, and then I mean, when we were
actually
at the
get
rehearsal,
some background on him with the family tree. Yeah. So this is like his lineage.
I'm married into one of the more musical families here in the city of New Orleans.
Good for him.
My wife's uncle was named Jesse Hill. Uncle Jesse made a song way back then called Ooh Poopa Doo.
What?
And
do you know that song?
Out of that family, yeah. His sister married a gentleman named Mr. Frank Lassie, and they had six children. Out of them six children came two world-class drummers. One is Joe Lassie Jr., the drummer with the Preservation Hall Band, and the other one is Harold and Riley Jr., with Wynton Marsalis at Lincoln Center.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then go down another tier, Trombone Shorty, and then Jesse Hill grandkids.
Oh, I like Trombone Shorty a lot.
So clearly music is an essential piece of
yes,
New clearly. Orleans culture, right? And we were at the rehearsal, and there were chairs, you know, lined up against the wall. And Jack and I almost couldn't keep our bodies from moving. We almost were taken out of our seats by the spirit of Mardi Gras or whatever it is. It's just so infectious, and the beat just gets into it. It's like really almost like a supernatural feeling. I don't know if you've ever had
I've never seen Ashley say one word, but she was dancing when that music came on.
Yeah, right?
It infected her.
Yeah, let's listen to a little bit more about some history.
It was Indian culture. Yeah, the French had a law on the books called Code in the Water that meant code black. And under that law, slaves didn't work on Sunday. But they was allowed to interact with the Native Americans and trade with them. And then we adopted that image of being an Indian for Mardi Gras, and we created the neighborhood Mardi Gras, not Main Street. We weren't part of Main Street until what we are today. But if you think about that sound, it's Caribbean, it's African, you know. Let me tell you, the language is a mixture of African, Creole, and the blend of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now see this fella right here?
Uh-huh.
He's deceased. He's chief of a tribe called the Wild Apache. And he had one arm. And did some of the most beautiful beadwork you want to see. With that one arm. Yeah.
We got a caller on Mardi Gras Line 5.
Hey, caller.
Hey, yo.
Yes,
this is Ace telling you don't forget about your cured meats. And a fun part of an Italian diet. Goodbye.
Thank you, Ace.
Good one.
Ace, the furthest thing from the spirit of Mardi Gras.
I didn't hear what he said.
When I was eating some...
something about cured meats.
Oh, I like cured meats.
When I was eating some king cake the other day, I found the baby Christ.
The baby Christ.
And that's good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you guys are like true radio... I mean, that was some interview. Very enjoyable. You convinced me. I want to go down there and check
me
it out.
Me too.
Dude, bro, if you saw this VHS tape, man, it was so fucking next level.
I bet that's true. I bet that's true. Is that the phone ringing?
Yeah, we got another call.
Yo, what's up, guys? What? How's it going?
What's up,
bad.
Guys?
What's up, guy?
Hey, I had a quick question. Is Josh there?
He just left.
Josh left. What's up, though? You'll give him your message.
Tell him to meet me at Diamond Bar on Franklin later, because our buddy's moving back to Berlin, and we should hang out before then.
All right, cool. We'll tell him. Thanks,
what if
man.
This was a perfect prank call, though, right? What if this was like Steve calling and really none of this mattered?
Ooh, Fuentes? That's cool. We'll still tell him.
All right, sweet. You guys rock. Thanks
All right,
very
man.
Much.
Thank you, Steve. I miss that guy.
That was our good friend Victor Curlo
Oh, it was Victor?
Yeah.
You text Josh. Tell him his friends from Berlin are leaving.
I think that was like a prank.
So are you saying he's going to go to Diamond Bar and then no one's going to be there?
Yeah.
I think Josh won't fall for that. I think he knows the games. I think Josh is smart.
Right.
He won the game.
Josh did win the game.
And made the best joke.
Yeah, so then Odetta and I actually went to a rehearsal, and this is the real... I was like hiding my iPhone. I didn't want to see anybody record.
Right.
You know what's funny? I was like... I wanted to record it so bad, but
yeah,
I was like,
you don't want to
I was like, yo, that's like so fucking Diplo of me, you know?
Right,
I'm like, let me just walk in here and record these beats. I'll just go home and like make the same beat and then
But you're not going to make something commercial out of it.
You should have used voice memos.
I did. This is a voice memo.
Yeah, it's educational. Play it. There you go.
What I thought was the most incredible aspect of it, they're all playing the same instrument. They're all playing a tambourine. But one guy would smack it, and it was like his own voice coming out of this instrument. They're all playing the same thing, but just by the way he would hit it, he would procure such a different tone. And sometimes we were just sitting there dancing, and one guy would just start smacking it, and it was like, broke you out of it. Yeah, it sounded totally different.
Magical?
Yeah.
Wow.
So unique each time somebody new would hit it and take the lead. Like, right there you hear it, right?
Yeah. Wow. Very nice.
And it's like, I was thinking about this too, you know, you're like, what could you compare this to in New York? I'm like, all right, maybe the dance hall clubs on like
nothing. I thought about this the other day.
Right,
I was
it's
about
too
it.
Unique. It's
because
like,
I'm like, okay, people still kind of get down in like an old school way. Like it's the but
I was thinking about this the other day. How the fact just with the king cake alone that how that gets made once a year
wow,
out there.
Rondo loves king cake.
Yeah, but you know what? No, but if he makes a good point in the sense that like you know Jack, like what you said before about how like oh I didn't want to be Diplo and do this. Like even if Diplo wanted to do that, he wouldn't embody like the specific voice, as Odetta said, to it.
And this shit's passed down for generations.
Exactly. You can't fake it or you know, duplicate.
Can I play? I want to find
yeah,
one
play
more.
Whatever you want,
I want to find one more thing because, like, again, so we went to a second line too, which was crazy. And Ashley, I'm sure you know all about this, but it's like you know, it's a New Orleans funeral basically. So they're celebrating the lives of like I think it was four or five people for this second line, and they're marching. And playing music with a huge group of people, and they go
big
up
brass band,
like a big brass band, and they actually go up to like the doorstep of the family of the deceased, which is just so next level and incredible.
And it lasts like 2 hours. So as they're
more than that,
the city, they're picking up people. So we saw them in the morning, the beginning of the parade, and then a few hours later, we were in a different neighborhood, and it was like three times the size, right. like going through the boulevard, shutting shit down.
Listen to how fire this is.
Every time I think about New Orleans, I think about Gambit from X-Men.
Dude, imagine how much energy. Dude,
and they're partying.
That's what I'm
too.
Saying.
So like, much energy.
Oh my god!
Blunts everywhere.
Yeah, but even
cups everywhere.
Partying,
and it's
like
that's
you can
the
drink
right,
in the street. You know?
That's the right
yes.
way to celebrate.
Oh, right, you can drink in the street.
Death, there. Right?
Yes, absolutely. It's not somber. It's energetic. Wow! Wow!
You can't even find that many people who play instruments out here.
No,
never mind, you know.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing is like that sound, for example, that little trumpet, that was a trumpet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
And that little trumpet sound you played, like that's like, you know, we would try to like play that type of music in like a jazz club here, but it that
you
was
can't
just,
do
like,
it.
Right,
no.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But seriously, if you haven't been to New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Get on down because there is a.
Insane
time
world.
Frame on that magical land.
Yeah, right? It might be Atlantis in 100 years.
Yeah.
So
less.
Wow.
Less.
Less than 100 years?
Seriously, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I got 100, but I'll go down there next year. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
If it's still there next year, I'll go check it out.
Hopefully.
There's Mardi Gras every year, right?
Yeah, so Mardi Gras is on Tuesday, and the whole idea is that you really do it up, and you're totally debaucherous, and you drink, and you dance, and...
Fat Tuesday.
This
right?
Tuesday coming
fat.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow. And then on Wednesday, you like repent for your sins, you get the ash cross, and then Lent, you give up something for 30 days.
Yo, let's all hang out on Tuesday.
I get an ash cross. Fuck it.
Well,
John,
what's going on?
I told you, Two Boots is actually going to have some live music and alligator pizza and Bayou Tesh beer specials on
right.
Tuesday.
Put the sauce cross on my face. Well, listen, that was fascinating.
Yeah, great
wonderful episode
guys.
Of Gunwash, and
we learned a lot
awesome.
This week.
Thank you, Dead End Jack, for bringing that stuff. That was,
yeah, that was
that
amazing.
Was really,
thank
really
you.
Great. And Armando, I hope you heal, and your teeth feel better.
Oh yeah, but you know what? I'm kind of grateful for that. The fact that okay, my teeth kind of hurt a little bit, but my body hurts the most.
Well,
right,
get rest.
So you know the pain medication that they gave me is kind of helping me out.
All right, good.
Don't forget to gargle.
You know what? I have it. I bought a bottle of peroxide. I've just been gargling with peroxide. Gargling.
Nice. Record that.
Yeah. That's
and then bring
sound.
It in next week.
Record the foam sounding. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will be back next week. I don't know exactly what's going on. Josh said he's coming back. You guys
I don't think he
sure.
is.
Well, we can
it's like
him.
One of those type of things when people say, like, hey, let's hang out tomorrow.
Well, maybe he wants to. I feel like Josh like kind of thinks I'm like a square. So I if he came back, I'd be like, oh, cool. He thinks
well,
I'm
next
cool.
week is your birthday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder what's going to go on.
Rest in peace, wonder, Dave Mirra, too.
Oh, yeah, well, that's weird. Very it's strange.
Fucked
and sad.
Up, right?
How'd you get those news? How did you get the news,
The
Jack?
Internet, dude.
The internet, yeah.
Listen,
he
thanks everyone.
Facebook.
If I fucking killed myself, it wouldn't be on the internet.
Okay,
like,
we're not. Can we not
talk
about
joke
that?
About
let's
that.
Not do that. Okay, we're not talking about that.
Bye.
Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be back next week on Gunwash. Gunwash.com.
Hurry home.
Hurry home.
That's it.
That's it.
Fuck.
Listeners, we want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Alweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.